You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Trends are everywhere.
No one's ever won a national title losing their first game of their conference tournament.
So is it just a trend, or is there some truth behind those numbers?
Not like, oh yeah, I'm certain one of those is going to win the title.
That's a trend, and I don't think it's true.
It's time to find out. It's Trend or Truth on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawkshirt with you on a Thursday, Trend versus Truth, Truth or Trend, one of our favorite segments each week as we dive into the numbers that are out there and talk about whether this matters or not. We dove into the Stefanski angle with the 1-11 against the spread in the AFC North a couple minutes ago. Now let's go big picture here for the NFL for week number three. There's a lot out there. I'll throw this one out. John Ewing of BetMGM had a note about, you know, just – two undefeated teams start the season, Miami and Buffalo. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that game on the break. And when that's happened, the underdog is covered 60% of the time. You know, two undefeated teams to start a season. Week three, they face each other. The dog tends to cover. But, Joe, you also had an interesting thing you've heard on the Bills and, like, how they win. Because, you know, at first glance, it's like, wow, Miami's getting 5.5 or 6 points, whatever you see. But then you think about the Bills and what they've done the last couple of years. The Bills don't generally win close games. When the Buffalo Bills win, and they usually win, they blow the doors off the other team. So it's kind of contrasting trends or truths here with this matchup.
When they wow, when they beat the Titans the other day by double digits, that was their 20th straight regular season win by double digits. I think if you add the playoffs, that it's even longer. God, that's insane. That tied an NFL record, what they did. So, right, when you're betting the Bills, the idea is you either lay that big number, which we know doesn't have any value. In fact, it's probably minus EV at this point. The value is going to be on the dog until we can figure out the right number on the Bills. You bet on the Bills, or don't take the +7. Take the money line, right? Because if the value is just out of whack right now, that money line should be a lot higher than the numbers say, right?
Yeah, quickly, it's the last 10 years. I have the note now in front of me again. John Ewing at BetMGM. Last 10 years, two undefeated teams play in week three. Underdog 32-21 against the spread. 60% is the dog in this. So these are two opposite things.
We say double digits, like, oh, double digits, 10 points or more. But no. Their margin of victory in this 20-game stretch is 21.9 points per game.
And then I'm looking at last year's schedule. Jacksonville beat them 9-6.
I know.
9-6. That's how this game could potentially go. I'm kidding, but still.
I don't
could
see
you
that
imagine?
One.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
So the only two ways to bet this are Buffalo and lay the points or Miami money line. There's no reason to take Miami plus the 5.5. I mean, really, that's it. If this is close, the truth of the Bills, not a trend, the truth of the Bills for a couple of years now is they lose those games.
Are we overthinking this? The Bills look so good. Just take the Bills, right? Are you guys big believers in the Dolphins?
Are we getting a little bit of a discount on the Bills? Like, if the Ravens don't completely fall over themselves in the fourth quarter last week, what is the number on this game? Let's say the Dolphins lose that game by 2 touchdowns, which that was trending towards happening. They were down 21 in the fourth quarter.
No, I don't think we're getting a discount on the Bills because they're the number one power-rated team by far, and people can't stop betting.
What's the number in this game? Wouldn't it be 7.5 if the Dolphins lost that game by 2 touchdowns?
By 2 touchdowns? Then no fight coming back?
No fight. Like, if the game was the first 3 quarters, if we end the game after 3 quarters on Sunday in Baltimore, what's the number on this game?
Yeah, it's a little higher. You're right.
What did it open at? Because it's definitely gone up. Wasn't it at 4.5 at one point?
Well, I'll tell you on the look ahead. Well, yeah. Good point, Joe, because the look ahead was 4.5 last week.
So we were the opposite.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
now
yeah, right, exactly.
6.5.
That's strange.
That is odd.
Is this going to 7?
I don't think so.
If you think that trend where the Bills either lose or blow teams out, then you might. Does it matter if it goes to 7?
There are so this is a game I'm wondering if it's going to go to 7 because we know the public money coming in on Saturday and Sunday, even though those don't move numbers, which side they're going to be. I'm wondering about that one going to 7. And boy, they're coming off the 7 with Chargers Jags at some spots.
I'm surprised it took this long. I am surprised it took this long.
Yeah, Herbert. And I'm wondering if Eagles Commanders goes to 7 everywhere.
That could. That's the number to watch.
Yep. That's the number to watch this weekend.
The Dolphins side is juiced, though. The +6.5 I'm seeing in some places.
Oh, I don't even see a 6.5. Yeah.
Yeah, I found a 6.5.
Okay.
All right, the other thing, and we could tie this back into the Dolphins, 9 home underdogs in week 3. And as we've gone into week 3 now, we've seen a total of 24 home underdogs, 24 favorites, exactly even. This season, home dogs 9-5-1 against the spread, usually home dogs good in September. I mean, we've talked a lot about how home field advantage is dead, but is it more alive in September? Is there something to this? We're getting a lot of these. Should we be taking advantage of this? We got 10 in week 1, 9 in week 3. There's a lot more than we used to see.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a whole lot to it. If I have to take a stance of is our home dogs more valuable than most people believe, or is home field less than we've ever seen in the past? I would say home field is less. With travel, the lack of difficulty now, and just we've seen it, and there are so many spots. It isn't just one or two places to laugh at. There are so many spots across the league where just watch the games. It's like there's no home crowd there, it feels like. And I think that's for a number of reasons. You have certain fan bases that travel, others that don't. Fans not showing up. People would rather watch it on TV. And I understand every bit of that because if you go to a game, if it's in, you know, on a Sunday at 1 Eastern or the 3 o'clock window, 4 o'clock, you're going to miss everything. I think people aren't – I mean, maybe I'm kind of speaking for myself here. But I think a lot of people, yes, they love a specific team, but I'm a bigger fan of the NFL. I don't know if that's the case most places, but I think more people are into the teams aside from their own than in other sports.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, I am much more interested. Like, I love baseball and I watch a lot of baseball, but it's more background. Like, I was having it in the corner and just it's there and I listen. But I sit down and watch football. Like, I don't do that as much with other sports unless it's big game, right? It's the NBA playoffs, it's the baseball playoffs. That's different. Joe, I agree with you. I think that's part of it. Gambling has changed it. What we do, red zone, fantasy, people are in that stuff. I think it impacts the way these home crowds act.
I think when you look at the Dolphins game, you know, people talk about the heat there, but it's not super cold in Buffalo yet. And they've been training outside, I'm sure. I don't think like that's like a huge advantage for Miami in this situation, being a home dog.
Yeah, I think it helps, but I don't think it's going to change the game, right? Like it's their advantage. They play in it, but
it's not like December, though, where it's like Buffalo's used to the cold and now they're going to the hot and now they're going to get distracted or whatever. It's like it's not freezing in Buffalo yet, you know, and they've been training outside. They're used to probably practicing in warmer temperatures. I don't think that would be a huge advantage for the Miami side.
Here, I've got one I want to throw out to you guys. Get your reaction. Pat Mahomes going to be playing indoors this weekend. Mahomes indoors, 8-0 record in 8 starts, 22 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Trend your truth.
It's just the truth.
Wow.
The truth is he's a god.
The dude likes to play inside, clearly.
We know he's great. He's got the Hall of Fame track early in his career, but this is better than great. These numbers. These are unbeatable numbers so far. Is Pat Mahomes unbeatable indoors?
Well, it certainly seems
like
pretty
much any time.
I'll add this for this week. He's played Gus Bradley's defense over the years.
Oh, Bradley, my goodness.
Bradley's now running the show for the Colts defense. 7 games. 17 touchdowns, 2 picks, 72% completion. He has torched this guy.
Isn't it line up?
Touch.
It's Chiefs.
I was going to say touchdown score props are already out for that game. So if you think this is a truth and Mahomes is, you know, passing the ball, who's scoring the touchdowns? Because you could bet this already now.
Why is the number moving down? Why are we at 5.5 then? What is going on here?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't. Well, okay, we got the Colts receivers. It looks like they're going to be in this week, the ones that missed last week. That's a small thing. If the look-ahead line was, what was it, 3? So we were touching 6.5 earlier in the week. That was peak, right?
Yeah.
So there was sharp money coming in on that side. That's who's betting in the middle of the week. Those are a couple of things. And if the books went to 7, it was going to be a flood of sharp money. Joe, this is going back up. Don't you think it's all going to be one-way traffic?
Well, of course it is, especially public traffic. I mean, you're better on Sunday morning is going to jump on see this game. If it's at 6.5, if it doesn't go to 7 yet, they're going to jump on it. It's the Chiefs. It's in September. Mahomes in September is insane.
Mahomes over 2.5 touchdowns is plus money, guys.
We got to bet it.
Got to do it again.
Gonna keep doing it and take it away from us. We just got to do it until they take it away from us. Trend and truth there across the NFL Week 3. Coming up next, our guy Crack. Bill Krakenberger will join the show right here on the BetQL Network.